Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Right, Rappahannock Adult Activities in this morning. Alexis Fox is here. Jessica Jones is here. We're going to talk about the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities and how you can get involved this holiday season and beyond. Good morning to both of you. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Getting up early.
Good morning, Ted.
It's good to have you here. I see you a lot, but we usually do a show in the this is fun. We usually do one in the spring as you're getting ready for the spring plant sale, and it won't be that much longer before we start talking about that. But we've got some things, some seasonal things to talk about. But first, the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities. Jessica, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Talk about what goes on at 750 Kings Highway and in other places. I'm more attuned to 750 Kings Highway because you're just down the road from here. But Rappahannock Adult Activities doing great things in the community.
So RAI is a day program for adults with special needs. We are about to celebrate our 50th birthday, so we've been a part of the community for a very long time. We have 5 locations. The Kings Highway one closest to you, Ted. The Kings Highway one also has the 2 greenhouses. Mm-hmm. Our Caroline site also has a greenhouse. So the participants in our programs, they're out in the community, they're doing all kinds of things, but they get the most pride from our horticulture program, where they are planting and growing all kinds of things that we sell. They host sales at Kings Highway too. So that's a short synopsis of what we do.
We're going to jump into all that, but boy, the Alexis Fox is the RAI Horticulture Manager, and you do some great things, Alexis, with them, and have a lot of fun.
Oh, we have so much fun. We are so lucky. And for us, it's just about, you know, finding ways to teach the guys new skills. They love growing plants. It kind of gives them a purpose. And then the guys go out in the community all the time. That is their, they love it. And it's a great to be part of it.
It has been so great to get to know you all and to see them work. Because you see the skills, you see just how you all interact with them. And that's the great thing is you all have such great interaction with them. And, I mean, I think your days are brighter and their days are brighter.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes. Because
absolutely.
Of each other.
Yeah. We're super lucky.
Right.
All of us.
and just the skills that they get, and we'll as we go along this morning, we'll talk about some of the skills, but they all have such great personalities. Mm-hmm. And everyone, when we do videos, you never know what they're going to say, but you see the skills that they're getting and just how they're able to contribute to the community.
Everything about the participants is very organic and genuine. There's no fakeness to them, which is another reason we're so lucky. And it's the relationships that we have with them are so natural. It's we're together every day,
Picking
on each other, joking. But, you know, there's a huge sense of heart in everything that we do, too.
They spend a lot of time, Alexis, with you, with horticulture. But they also, like you said, they're out in the community. They go all over. I can't believe some of the places. I'd like to be in their shoes for some day. They go to some really cool places.
They go to some really cool places, and we have the best team. I mean, we work with the best people. Not just our individuals, but like the people, our actual coworkers, the people who do this for a living. They are professionals. And so while a lot of times our interactions just look like fun friends joking, it's actually, you know, we are teaching things and genuine skills that they use in communication that I think most people look at and don't understand that there's this whole other piece to it that has been a lot of work that, you know, it just looks like, oh, they just get to go hang out and have the best time. And in all honesty, you know, we are teaching, you know, little boundaries like, oh, when you meet someone, you're going to shake their hand, step back, don't personal space. So there's a lot that's actually happening that we're doing that I don't think most people, when they have an interaction with us, understand that has been a part of what we're doing.
Yeah, that is one. I have noticed that of how you do that, and it's everyone is trained, and there's, I mean, you do have a plan.
Yeah, there's
it's not just helter skelter.
Yep, and everybody has their own plan. In all honesty, every single one of our people has their own plan, and so we just work with the best people. We have a strong team, and we get to go out and do amazing things in our community and just fun stuff. It's so hard when the guys are like, so-and-so said they're going to the movies, so-and-so is going to go do Adopt a Highway, or we can hang out with you. You know, I'm going to the movies. I'm going here. I'm going to go to downtown. So, you know, they have options. It's great.
Or they go, and they go to the food bank and do some things.
We volunteer at the food bank. The guys just adopted a highway. They volunteer at churches, you know, like folding bulletins.
The food co-op,
Rappahannock Education Farm. Like, the list genuinely really goes on. There is a long list of places that you may run into us.
How many dollars have you been there now for a number of years? It's been at least five?
Ten.
Really?
It'll be 10 in April, yeah.
Oh, I feel so. I remember the very first time you came in here. That was 10 years ago?
Yep.
Whew.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you have a long history of working in this field too.
Yeah. The Community Services Board was not my first time in this field. I worked in Virginia Beach and in Massachusetts in the same field. So I've actually been doing this kind of work since I turned 18. We won't talk about how long ago that was.
Well, I won't ask you. I'm still trying to. The rest of this show, I'm still trying to think. Where did 10 years go?
Yeah.
Because you just showed up and we went from there. How long have you been there?
13 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. So randomly someone was like, hey, are you looking for a part-time job? I said, sure. Had no idea what I was walking into. Best decision I've ever made. They cannot get rid of me if they wanted to. I didn't even know what the RACSB was when this person had asked me for the part-time job. So that's another thing that our staff are doing, is trying to build relationships with the community and like show them what we are and who we are and bridge the gap for the participants too.
Oh, that's just great. It is. Yeah. I am always talking you up and what you all do. And the fact, especially the 750 Kings Highway crew there that I've gotten to know. I mean, a lot of you have stayed around for a long time. You know, you've been there, which is great for the program and great for the participants.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's part of building healthy relationships. Mm-hmm.
There is a chance for people to get involved volunteering, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Jessica Jones and Alexis Fox here from Rappahannock Adult Activities. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can listen to Town Talk anytime, day or night. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning with the Rappahannock Adult Activities. Jessica Jones, Alexis Fox here to talk about the programs with the Rappahannock Adult Activities. There are opportunities all of a sudden that... I knew this was coming, Alexis, but I just saw it on Facebook, and actually I am like a week behind because it was posted I think last week. But there's opportunities for the people, for the community to get involved, people to get involved to come and volunteer with Rappahannock Adult Activities.
Yeah, there is. So we've always had volunteering at the greenhouse, and you know, people often kind of ask like, well, how can I volunteer? And it's just one of those, oh, we'll email or call, and you know, we'll work it out. But now we are going to do Tuesdays. So every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., minus next week because it's a holiday, I think Veterans Day.
Yeah.
So every Tuesday from 10 to 2, it's a drop-in. If you know, got some spare time and want to come hang out and help us do some things, you know, every Tuesday, 10 to 2.
That is, so many people are looking for volunteer options. We're seeing that around the community, and this is there are so many needs that you have.
It can be something as simple as washing some pots, as helping our individuals, you know, label pots, which a lot of them like to do, you know, planting seeds, you know, transplanting things. We have a ton of stuff, and the great thing about volunteering with us is it really is for everyone. You know, if you want to volunteer and you're in a wheelchair or have some other kinds of needs, since that's something we're comfortable and used to, we can make accommodations for you. So you can come help your community, you know, regardless of what your capabilities are. We don't need you to be strong and, you know, we're not doing field work or, you know,
yeah,
too tough of stuff. You know, it's stuff that anyone can come out and help with.
And when you talk about washing pots, we should talk about this for a minute. Because we've talked about this before, and then you started telling me numbers. Mm-hmm. And I was just astounded by the numbers. Because you had said, yeah, we wash some pots. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. I can see that. You know, maybe at the most, maybe a few hundred.
Oh, no, thousands.
Right.
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
When you talk about having needs for volunteers, because you would tell me about all the pots that you all had been getting ready, and I felt guilty that I wasn't coming over and helping you just because you had so many, thousands.
Thousands. It's thousands. And I'm so thankful that people typically do return the plastic. And it's also given me this great insight because people bring plastic from other places they bought. Most of it's not recyclable. So then I'm like, oh, people are buying this. People are buying that. You know, it gives me that great opportunity to see, you know, what people like. And then we don't have to purchase the plastic, which keeps costs down for everyone. And what we can't use personally, we donate to other people. So if there's mm-hmm. an elementary school that needs a project, or the Master Gardeners, or anybody, you know, the King George Garden Club, we donate pots to them so they don't have to go out and buy when they're doing their sales. We have all the pots. People keep bringing them. And we keep washing away year round.
If people still have pots, they can drop them by?
Yeah, you can just leave them by the greenhouse door if we're not there. And if we're there, we'll take them. Yeah, any kind of pot, we'll wash it up and find a home for it or a use.
Because I have about a dozen that I've seen, but I've never known if I should give them or not, because I just think all this is going to mean is more work for poor Alexis.
No, we like the work. That's the fun stuff. We're looking for things to do.
So there really are a lot of things that, and just things like that if you don't have volunteers to do them, then you all need to do them to get ready for the spring plant sale.
Yeah, and it's a lot of work. You know, just getting ready, keeping it all organized, you know, coming up with the plan, getting the guys involved, you know, and things need watered 7 days a week. It's, you know, there's an art to it.
So if you're looking for an activity, and especially if you've got some free time on a Tuesday mm-hmm. morning.
And it's not always washing pots. I mean, we have transplanting, and the greenhouse in the winter, I mean, it just makes you feel like spring. Like, spring is coming. It's warm and toasty, you know. So it's like being outdoors but indoors in the winter.
It does. When I have come in January and February to do projects with you, there is something about a greenhouse in January that's different.
Yeah, it's different. The winter is ending and you know it. It's like, ooh, it's coming. It's coming. You know, like it gives you that excitement. Gives you that the little happy.
Well, and as a lot of us start, you know, looking to the holidays and thinking about that, you're already thinking about the spring plant sale because you have to start organizing and making sure you have seeds and I guess the planting mm-hmm. that you do. You don't start until much of it till the new year, but you got to have a plan.
Yeah. Oh, the plan is in place. And it's interesting, you know, our individuals are involved in every aspect. So I walk around with these catalogs. You know, the guys love tropicals. I don't know why, but they're always like, let's grow that. And it'll be a rare orchid from Hawaii. but they do a lot of even that. You know, like everybody kind of has their own, you know, that they've picked out. And then once we start growing it and it grows, I make sure that like the guys see like, oh, hey, you picked this out. This is your contribution, So it's a lot of collaborating with everyone and it's fun.
Well, and you keep them involved and they do learn a lot because I'm sort of, they know more about plants and about some of the specific plants than I even do.
They get to pick them. So they ask questions. It's my job to tell you about it. And, you know, hopefully you remember some of it. And, you know, some of the guys love plants. Some of them don't at all. You know, some people, you know, it's sitting down and working on the computer on a flyer or, you know, labeling or making, you know, there's a job for everyone.
So yep. this is this is really a great opportunity.
Yeah, we're excited. We're and the guys are so much fun, and they love meeting new people. So we have a volunteer, a master gardener, Miss Arlene, and then another one of the guys whose name starts with an A. And one last year, he determined they were the A team, and the two of them just worked side by side and earned it. Was like, this is the A team. You know, so it's just a great chance to build new friendships with people.
And you all make the transition really well for people who are afraid of, I don't know what I would, I don't know how I would, you know, talk to them or what we would talk about. Whenever I've been there, you all make such an easy transition of introducing people and just making everybody feel comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's nothing to be afraid of.
Oh, absolutely not. No. We have, you know, it's just laughter and good times in there. It's we're lucky.
Even if the person feels like they can't naturally build a relationship with one of the participants, the guys are going to build the relationship anyway. They're coming up to you. They're talking to you, asking you when your birthday is, if you have a dog. Yeah. So they have no fear about anybody else. It's the community that, you know, we are working on bridging the gap, opening their mind to, you know, inviting the participants into conversation, relationship, all of those things. And the plant sale and the horticulture program is the way that we do it, the biggest way that we do it.
That's what's great about what you do. And even in the case, a lot of times, if you do have trouble, at least initially, understanding, usually you or somebody else will repeat the question or something like that. And after a little bit, you can sort of figure out a speech pattern, and it's not a problem.
Nope, it's not a problem. It's just a fun, happy place to come get involved in the community.
And so this really is a chance for the community, and just the being involved for the participants to just to get to know people in the community. It helps them.
It sure does. Yep. Yeah. We're happy. We're hoping everybody comes.
So volunteers. Do people need to sign up, or can they just show up?
No, it's just drop in. Show up anytime from 10 to 2.
And so whatever works for you, I guess you don't have to spend the whole time there.
No, it's whatever works for each person. You know, if you want to come spend 4 hours, great. If, mm-hmm. you know, you're like, oh, I got a doctor's appointment at 1, but I can hang out for an hour before, you know, like, it's whatever works.
Yeah, 750 yeah. Kings Highway. You can't miss it if you're going out to King George from the Chatham Bridge, just a couple of miles.
Yep.
Over on the right, and you'll see the Community Services Board sign and the Rappahannock Adult Activity sign.
Yep. 750 Kings Highway.
Can't miss it. Now, you mentioned about people, some of the organizations that you're involved with the Rappahannock Education Farm. You've been providing a lot of, was it kale they were?
No, we didn't do the kale. We just did we did collards.
Collards. I knew it was
collards. Okay. Yep. So we've been working on collards. We've dropped the first batch that was ready off, and now we have more, but they are in a fan right now in the greenhouse, getting stronger, and so they'll probably go out in the next week.
But I was there you had everyone plant, planting everything and putting them into the trays, and again that's a great opportunity for Rappahannock Adult Activities to be involved with volunteering with the Education Farm.
Yeah, the Education Farm is amazing. You know, like, love what they're doing out there. Rich is amazing. You know, they have such great volunteers.
Yep.
And the food bank is in need. You know, like the food bank always needs fresh produce. So it's just great to be involved, and it's fun for me. I know how the guys are when we're planting things at the greenhouse. It's so different when I take them out in the community to volunteer in a way. You know, so-and-so probably isn't going to sit here. You know, they're off talking to this person. So it's also an interesting chance for me to be able to skill build in a different way with the guys. And, you know, once again, you just never know what's going to happen. So it's often fun and just keeps you on your toes and busy.
Well, and getting ready for, you know, helping the Education Farm will help them get ready for what's to come with the spring plants because that'll get started in January a lot of these things.
Yep, we start seeding typically January. It's like Christmas happens and we are full steam ahead spring.
So are going through catalogs, is that part of your day now, looking through catalogs?
I mean, no, we've already kind of, we're locked into what we're doing already.
Oh, you're
I mean,
already?
It's a year-round. Yeah. It's a year-round process. I mean, even when we are selling in the spring, we're already looking at what we're doing next and planning out.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Because before you know it, before you know it, it all begins. And so the spring plant sale, just so I can look ahead,
we probably just, March.
March.
For us, it depends a little on, we used to start May 1 because our frost date was May, but that's bumped up to mid-April now.
Yeah.
And then it just seems, you know, once it starts to warm up, that's when people want outside. And, you know, sometimes by May, it's too warm for people to want to be outside. So, right. Or out in their yard working. So we're typically ready a little earlier now. And, you know, we run. And it's going to be our 50th anniversary in May. So we don't know what we're doing, but we're going to be celebrating. 50 years is a long time.
50 years is a long time. Mm-hmm. So, Jessica, are there plans to have a... have a big celebration?
Plans are in the works. We don't have anything solidified yet, but and the changes that have happened in 50 years too, that's going to be a big part of our celebration.
Yeah.
You know, just remembering how it used to be and how far we've come and then how far we have to go still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, but still, you think of all the families and all the people that have gone through the program and that have been helped.
Yep. So we're definitely looking on to do something really big. We just don't know what yet. In the works.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. It is exciting.
Years.
50 years.
50
yeah.
years.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like there needs to be a t-shirt or something.
I mean, all the things.
We make t-shirts for everything, so.
Red Bank Adult Activities this morning. Alexis Fox, Jessica Jones here. When we come back, we'll talk about the holidays and what's planned for the holidays and to think about Rappahannock Adult Activities this holiday season. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Rappahannock Adult Activities this morning. Jessica Jones is here. Alexis Fox is here from Rappahannock Adult Activities. We're focusing on the 750 Kings Highway spot. But as you mentioned, Jessica, there's places all over the community where things are happening.
Yep. So we actually have five locations, the Kings Highway, King George, Caroline, Spotsy, and Stafford locations. We have a greenhouse out at our Caroline location also. But all of the happenings, the events, the plant sales, all that does happen at 750 Kings Highway. We're a huge presence in the community. If you've seen our huge buses driving around,
yes.
We're everywhere. In the state of Virginia that we can go to and get back before the participants get picked up at the end of the day.
So what's a day like? When do people show up?
8 a.m.
Okay.
They get there at 8 a.m. That's what we're open 8 to 4. We have people that stay the whole day, 8 to 4. They show up at 8. They come in. They're immediately asking what they're doing, where they're going. They build their schedule for the day with their friends and the staff that they're going out with, and then they're out and about all day. They come back. They're back on site for about 30 minutes until they go home. Do it all over again the next day. They love it. Very routine oriented, the staff and the participants, but we get stuff done. So fun stuff done.
It is fun stuff. And as Alexis was saying, you do things in so many parts of the community. And so it's not as though people just come and sit. They're either involved with the horticulture site, right there, or like you say, going to all kinds of different places.
They are huge into volunteering. That's one of the biggest aspects, vocational skill building. So we do a lot of volunteering. We have a great relationship with all the YMCAs and the food co-op, the Rappahannock Education Farm. The guys take a ton of pride in the volunteerism opportunities that they have. That is work for them. So we definitely are going to keep that up.
Boy, it is a lot of coordination, though.
Yes.
Like you say, when you've got to have, talk about, I mean, there's just a lot of work that has to be done with setting schedules for each day.
The staff are professionals. They're very well trained, and the participants really do guide and lead the day. The staff are just their drivers some days. They tell us what they're thinking about they want to do that day. We offer them choices of different activities to do, and then they kind of build their schedule. The staff are just there, kind of.
Yeah. That's what it feels like sometimes. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm just going to drive this bus.
Right. Well, and like you say, all the staff members there are highly trained, and like they are professional, and it's just terrific that they spend. I mean, this is what they all and you all have focused your lives on.
Yeah.
About helping them, helping all the participants get involved in the community and learn stuff.
Yeah, we're so lucky. We have such a great community too. Like, you know, yeah. I don't know if it's the same everywhere, but we just feel lucky all the time. People are welcoming, and there are so many opportunities to volunteer, cool places to go check out. You know, and the guys have a variety of interests. So it's, you know, like, you know, we might be at the train station just like counting trains, you know, for part of the day. And then so and so wants to go to the SPCA and see if they need help. You know, like it's fun to get to, you know, help each person, you know, kind of foster their genuine interests. And we have such a great community to be able to do that.
Couple of things. We talked about the spring plant sale, but for over the holidays, you will be involved again with holiday stuff.
Yeah, poinsettia season is upon us. So we will have poinsettias ready in the next couple weeks. Mm. And then we deliver them. So if you need poinsettias, you know, for your office, church, if you just want to decorate with poinsettias at your home, if you would like to give them away as, you know, Christmas presents.
Well, that's a nice thing, yeah.
You know, we are the place to come. Every little bit we make helps, you know, us to be able to complete the guys' goals, keep our doors open. That's important. So, yeah, poinsettias can make great Christmas gifts. A lot of work goes into them. They're the drama queen plants, as I call them. The poinsettias can be, when you're growing them, they can be, I don't know, like children, you know, like, Mom, he's touching me. So then, like, their leaves curl.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun to kind of work with. It's dramatic. Here in the next couple weeks when we transition them all into the big greenhouse.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It is.
It's just this stunning.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, like, so much effort and work goes into, with our individuals, making that happen, you know, making sure they're all pretty. And they love to deliver. They are the best delivery people.
Oh, you've delivered them here. They are, and to have them come, and that's a great idea to buy some poinsettias for others and then have them delivered.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a fun, it's a fun surprise,
right?
Yeah.
No, but I forgot. I have, now that you mention this, and when I say this, you'll say you if you don't say it, you'll think it, and you'll say it on the way when you both leave here. Wow, he's sheltered. I had never seen, until I came, and now hanging out with you guys, pink poinsettias.
Yes.
I didn't know those existed.
Yeah. I mean, there's pink, there's marble.
Yeah, the marble ones, too.
Yeah. White, red, jingle bells. There's one called jingle bells. There's actually a ton of varieties of poinsettias that, you know, look super cool.
So how do I get? You haven't advertised poinsettias yet?
Not yet. That probably starts today.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be up on our website.
Okay.
At the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board and the RAAI HORT page.
Okay. So mm-hmm. So get onto that.
We'll put it up on our Facebook.
Things.
Yep.
Wow! It doesn't seem that poinsettia season should be here, but it is.
It is. Now's the time to order.
Yeah, I'm gonna order them right now.
I'm gonna order them now. And then we will deliver, you know, anytime from Thanksgiving to Christmas when you want them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and like you said, whether it is the spring plant sale, whether it is you just finished the fall plant sale, now poinsettias. These are all, they're all really good plants, but also getting involved financially in buying them is very important to help the overall work of Rappahannock Adult Activities.
It is, yeah. You know, making, you know, like, that's the other beautiful thing about, like, purchasing a poinsettia from us. You know, like, you're helping, you know, local people. You are, you know, helping the guys with these opportunities. You know, you are helping us keep our doors open and employing people. You know, like, it's, you know, it's the little things that matter. Like, it's...
Yeah.
And then you're getting the best poinsettias that have been grown with love. Oh. And the absolute best delivery people.
Yeah. Totally. Totally. And I will say, the spring plant sale, I had the two best pumpkins in my neighborhood. No, they were terrific. And I have the best mums right now. The fall plant sale, the same with any of the spring plants are always the best. These are really good plants.
Yeah. I mean, I think when... I mean, they're grown with love, and
yes,
and that's what matters.
Yeah, no, you're getting really good quality, always a really good price too.
Yeah, we try to keep it that way. You know, we want to make it affordable for, you know, our individuals too. You know, like, not so much our individuals, but you know, like, we're considerate to,
yeah,
you know, everybody's kind of on a budget and watching things, but every purchase helps, and we love to do it all.
Now it's funny to see that when a lot of your regulars who come, I mean, you have a lot of regulars at all of these sales, because you know you're getting really good stuff.
Yeah. Also, we have great customers. Like, I know I just keep saying we're so lucky, but we really are. We have had, I mean, customers coming back year after year. I feel vested in some of their lives. I know their dogs' names, like,
yeah,
their kids. You know, kind of what, and based on customers, you know. In our brain, when we're planning, I'm like, so-and-so is going to want two trays of this, and so-and-so is going to want two trays of that. And this, you know, person comes from the Northern Neck and buys salmon geraniums. We're the only people with them. We need to make sure we have, you know, this many for them. And, you know, there's a lot in it.
Yeah. So, and again, for poinsettias, when you see them on sale, when you see them, the sale has just... The ordering,
yep,
part.
The order form we'll put out today on our Facebook page, and you know, the online website should be up and running this week. And you can always just give us a call or an email at raaihort.org, and we will hook you up with poinsettias and deliveries.
Because you don't want to all of a sudden at the end say, "Hey, I need some. I'll get them from RAAI," and then they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. We don't want that.
So what is your, even though they are drama queens, you're, because I like the, I mean, a red poinsettia to me, although the others are nice.
There's a few things that I love. I love the red. I like classic Christmas. I'm a traditional, I like the classic Christmas,
right, that's,
kind,
yeah,
of look.
I agree.
But then I have seen, you know, certain churches do like all white poinsettias for like a church wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It was stunning. Like, the guys and I were so happy to deliver them, and then the church was like, "There's a wedding, you know, like they're for so and so's wedding," and it was stunning.
Yeah,
just to see all the white, and you know, at home, I like the jingle bells. The marble are pretty. The pink
marble are pretty. Yeah,
yeah, you know, like I think they're all pretty. It's just whatever kind of look you're going for.
Yeah.
You know, red and white together. You know, they're fun to play with. They can,
yeah,
be drama queen plants when we're growing them, but once they're ready to go, they're good.
They're good. They're, yeah, good. So do you have a favorite, Jessica?
I like the red. It's like the penultimate Christmas plant.
Right. Nothing, yeah, says Christmas like a red
poinsettia. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things about growing all of these plants requires soil.
Soil. Yep.
So I know in a lot of cases you make your own soil, but if someone would ever want to donate soil.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we take donations of any and all kinds. If you have something, you know, you can't use or happen to have an abundance or, you know, an interesting way you think you could help, we are welcome to it all. And yeah, no, we made soil last year. We got compost locally.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, ordered in, you know, like, the other ingredients we needed, and we made soil. We actually, you know, kind of taught some soil basics to people in the spring this year. We had a class where we made our own soil, and everybody got to go home with soil.
Yeah.
So yeah. Any We're always looking for help.
But if you've got soil or access to it and want to make a donation like that to help Rappahannock Adult Activities, that would help.
Yep. Plastic pots, anything you can think of. You can just email us and we will probably take it. And if we can't, we might know somebody else who could use it.
Well, and especially with what you do, I guess whether it's soils or even tools or things like that, if you've got some extra things that you want to make a donation.
Yeah, pots, tools. I mean, it's funny the things we can use and find a use for.
Well, and just it's one of the best kept secrets at times about the great work that you do. And a lot of people have access to things like soil, or may have some extra tools or things that they don't need anymore, or access to things, you know.
Yeah. Fertilizer.
Check it out.
It's all the little things. Yeah. I mean, plants, if you have plants you don't want, chances are we can take a look at them, find a home.
And you're doing a lot. I mean, as far as the plants go, there's been such a such an emphasis toward just having Virginia-based kind of plants,
and you've done
native, that too.
Native plants.
You've
are
done
huge.
A lot of that.
Yep. And speaking of that, we're getting ready to have a winter sewing class in December. So that's where we are going to teach people how to take a milk jug and how to start your native seeds for the year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we start them. We start them in milk jugs outside. So you'll see sometimes the greenhouse does not look the prettiest because, it's like you walk up and there's rows of milk jugs.
Right. It's not always flowers and pretty.
Yep. And also we could use your milk jugs right now. I can't drink that much milk.
Right.
So yeah, we could use some milk jugs right now.
You've also, I've been there when you have done, in fact, I was there this fall when you did some things of where you get a lot of your seeds you take them off the plants.
Yeah. So when our gardens kind of start to, end for the year, the guys and I harvest our own seed. Not for every plant. There's, we still have to purchase a lot of seeds.
Right.
There's, certain things. But no, it's just that great learning opportunity for our individuals. And once again, one of those things we can do, we can collect our seed, save it. The guys actually go to the library with our seed and package it up to give to the library seed bank. The master gardeners have a big seed swap. So, that's also just one of our activities, that they're going to be out in the community and then, they get to share, with others.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
What's going on? Again, you said raaihort.org.
Yep.
Is one way. There's also a Facebook page that has information, or the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board.
Yep. The Facebook is just the easiest, quick.
It is
right there.
Yeah. Just go to Facebook.
Yep. Go to Facebook.
Rappahannock Adult Activities.
You'll find the link.
You'll see everything, and you'll see maybe as soon as today about the poinsettias.
That's right.
Quick break. We'll wrap it up with Alexis Fox and Jessica Jones this morning. Rappahannock Adult Activities. We'll talk about the volunteering and what's going on during the holidays. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Jessica Jones and Alexis Fox here this morning. Rappahannock Adult Activities are focus and everything that's going on. Again, it is almost poinsettia season.
It is almost poinsettia season, which seems, it happens so fast. Like, I'm like, Halloween was just 2 days ago.
It does, I know. There is that transition.
Yeah, and we've actually been, preparing for this for quite a while. But it's time to order poinsettias. Now's the time to order, and we will happily deliver them after Thanksgiving, but before the Christmas holiday. They're great gifts. They'll make your space look great. It helps a good cause. And we're excited about it. And you can get them at raaihort.org or check our Facebook page.
Check the Facebook page, and we'll have it on our Facebook page, too. We'll make many announcements about it. Also, Hot Cocoa and Holiday Crafts is coming up at a at a date to be determined.
Yep. It'll be in the next few weeks. We'll put that out to you. But that's just going to be a fun event to come have some hot cocoa for anyone. That's one of the great things about RAAI is that we are all inclusive. You know, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter what's going on. Come hang out. So that's going to be some fun crafts for kids or for whoever wants to do them. And then we are going to have a couple that are like, you know, in a reasonable price range that you can make and give as gifts. So, you know, A, you don't have to come out and spend money. You can just come out and have some hot cocoa and enjoy a good time. Or if, you know, you want your kids to kind of make something or you want to make something for a friend, you know, we're going to have some options.
Do fun things. The trunk or treat that you did.
So fun.
Yeah. That whole day, that whole time, I kept thinking it's going to rain. And you got it in.
Yeah. That worked out. The guys love holidays. Like, I don't think you know how big holidays are.
Yeah.
For us, every holiday is celebrated.
Well, and again, the poinsettias, get your poinsettias delivered.
Get them delivered. And it doesn't matter how many you buy. You know, if you buy one and you want us to deliver it, you just let me know. We will make sure that happens.
They have delivered poinsettias here, and they are so enthusiastic, and it will just make your holiday.
It brightens your day. And the guys love Christmas. You know, like, they'll show up, jingle bells. Like, it's, you know, they get excited. A couple of them, you know, they'll be like, it's for me, to you. It's not. But, you know, it's so fun.
And, again, a great opportunity to volunteer Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Any Tuesday, just drop in. Except for Veterans Day, because we know that's a holiday.
Right. But otherwise, this is really a chance if you want to give back to the community. And especially if you're so many people have given to Rappahannock Education Farm. And if you're still, you know, you're looking for other ways to give.
If you want to give, you know, let us know. Well, we happily accept.
Yeah. No, and again, the whether it's been the poinsettias are just terrific. As a plant, it goes back to, you know, the fall sale is great. The spring sale you do, all the plants you get are going to be they're going to hold up much longer than anything else. You'll have a great time with them.
Yeah, we have a great time. They're grown with love.
And Jessica, 50 years. For this program.
It is hard to believe, but I mean, we have pictures dating all the way back to when it opened. Please also be on the lookout for the big thing we're going to do to celebrate RAI's 50th birthday.
I can't wait to see that, because that there really is, and we'll have to do a show and talk about all the plans and just the history, like you said, of where you've been, where you're at right now is pretty exciting, and where you're going.
Absolutely. Yep. We're looking forward to it. We love a celebration, and this is a big one, so we can't wait.
Well, you just think of so many families and so many individuals have been impacted.
We our tentacles have spread so far since then. You know, we started just in the little red schoolhouse, which
That's
is
amazing.
Off Kings Highway before the site was built. And now, you know, we have 5 locations. And, yeah, it'll be a huge celebration, and we'll definitely incorporate the history of RAAI in it, too.
RAAIHort.org, one way, but it really, if you go to Facebook, you're going to see what you need to know in all the dates and all the information about whether it's volunteering, getting your poinsettias, or having hot cocoa and holiday crafts.
That's right.
Thank you both. This is a great start to the holiday season to talk about this.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Alexis Fox, Jessica Jones from Rappahannock Adult Activities. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.